Get abstract. Knowledge compressed. Corporations cannot operate efficiently or coherently without standardized procedures and processes. The challenge is to create the right business process system and then to pull together the training resources to teach your staff how to plan, organize, implement, and monitor it.
In Successful Business Process Management, published by AMACOM, Six Sigma Black Belt Paula K. Berman delivers a comprehensive overview of business processes and procedures with helpful step-by-step instructions. Get Abstract recommends her advice to executives who must create, plan, manage, roll out, execute, monitor, and revise their organization's procedures, processes, and systems.
Procedures are the way your firm delivers a process. A process system is how your processes work together. Quality business process systems deliver an array of benefits. They are a model of your business and a path to follow its core mission. Standardized ways of working make sure everyone is on the same page and helps onboard new employees faster. They allow room for improvement while helping to avoid single points of failure. Furthermore, they offer customers an assurance of quality.
Smooth business processes depend on instituting the right procedures. These help employees who must perform certain tasks in the same way, train new hires, and educate workers about complex or critical processes. If you have procedures in place, you can move employees into areas for which they are not trained to fill in necessary work on an emergency basis.
Instituting new processes and procedures is a notable transformation. You can introduce change inside your organization from the top down and from the bottom up. Introducing top-down change is easier. Employees who refuse to accept the change put their jobs in jeopardy. Bottom-up change usually takes longer to develop, but if employees accept the need for it, the majority of them buy into the program thoroughly and willingly.
A formal process system shows how your firm manages its operations and serves as an overview of your processes and procedures. It includes a structure to keep track of the hierarchy and relationships among procedures. A process environment is the setting for creating and launching procedures. To create your system, develop a template for each routine procedure, showing its objectives, scope, and process map.
Identify your system's process owners. Managers are directly accountable for specific processes and procedures. Don't structure your system to match your organizational chart. That will create confusion about which processes belong to which department. If you reorganize operations, you'll also need to revise your top-level structure. Base your system on your corporate mission, values, goals, and policies. Larger firms should develop a quality manual defining quality policy and quality systems.
As you map your processes, define high-level and low-level procedures. Keep your system as simple and practical as possible. Once you develop your maps, make sure employees can access them quickly and easily.
Instituting your system requires support from top management. Once you have that support, follow up and fix any glitches. Communicate essential information about your system to everyone who needs it, especially those who must follow specific procedures.
Once you establish your process scope and goals and develop your basic process flow, document the procedures you will use upon rollout when you put them to work. Your documentation should elaborate on all risks and explain how to deal with them. Send your first draft to your team members for review. Expect many rounds of evaluation and feedback before you publish and distribute your documentation.
As you work on your documentation, develop a detailed rollout plan to establish important infrastructure considerations. Consider the structure of your launch. Will you do the rollout across your entire organization or on a department-by-department basis, in one step or in stages? Will you try a pilot rollout first?
Build an agenda of infrastructure tasks. Your requirements will include a control and monitoring plan. Other typical internal rollout components, all potentially major undertakings, include tooling, facilities, and support personnel.
Consider your communication plan. Who needs to know what, and what is the best way to tell them?
Planning, creating, and implementing business processes and procedures culminate in the need to manage them professionally over the long term. You will oversee sets of improvement initiatives that occur simultaneously. carefully maintain project schedules so that each process gets the attention and work it needs, when it needs it.
Process management requires integrating all your interfaces. Any changes you make in one business process will inevitably affect others. It also requires agreement about who is in charge of each specific operation. Assemble a project change team from all the stakeholders. Include a project leader, the process owner or owners, content experts, department representatives from the units that the changes will affect, and employees who will handle daily operation of the process.
Other valuable team additions include suppliers for inputs, customers for outputs, and applicable experts, including those experienced in similar processes at other companies. Once you've set your goals, be flexible about amending the process or procedure so it will be clear and easy for your employees to initiate and follow. Ensure that changes you implement do not inspire resistance among your workforce.
Create a control and monitoring plan for each business process. Include the key performance indicators you need to monitor, a list of the employees who will handle monitoring, and information on what monitoring will assess and how often it will occur.
Improving processes that go awry is essential to process management. Start by carefully defining the problem. Target the manager who is authorized to approve a change. Establish what the stakeholders want and need. Determine exactly what changes you should make. Do you need to develop a new capability, add efficiency, or adjust some other element of the current setup?
The more upfront planning you undertake, the more successful your program will be. First, determine the focus of your improvement. Then, determine what changes, if any, are necessary. Establish your goals and move ahead on a step-by-step basis.
Business processes and procedures have no value in themselves. What matters is how they affect your organization and bottom line. Focus on your company's goals and your customers' needs. Add new processes and procedures only when they make your organization more efficient, improve your offerings, or increase your profits.
For more summaries on this and other topics, visit getabstract.com.